We're on the bottom of Chafzai Lamed Aleph. Omer v'yichud Omer Shmuel. Bishlag, he gave Bishlag avit yicholim, divrei akol apasnu teres. If you bake the bread directly on coals, not in the oven, bake it on coals, then the pas is mutter, because the coals already, the ish already has been burnt. Where it says, Omer v'yichud Omer Shmuel, Rabchi Barashi Omer v'yochanan, chad Omer, it's only if the coals already have been completely consumed. But the coals are still red, so there's still some of the mamoshos in the coals, then it passes asher. Because then some of what the pas is being baked is from the isra, and the isra hasn't gone away completely. The other one says that once it's charcoal, even if there's still something to burn, that which is burning on the coals is already not the issur. So Mora says, Bishlom elamadi omer locha shos asurim bishum di eshvach eitzim apas. The one who holds that the locha shos, the red hot coals, are asur, because there's obviously still something there that can burn. And if you hold yeshvach eitz in the pas, that means that what comes from the wood that's burning is the part that's intact, that's burning, not that the heat's coming from the part that's already burnt. Therefore, if you have coals, and some of them are still intact, because otherwise they wouldn't be red hot, then the pas is awesome. El mandiomra filo lochashos mutaros. If what's it called, the one who holds it, even the lochashos, the red hot coals, are also mutter, pas to usher, the yeshbach, etzim bapas, the rebbe, hechemish kachasle. So where do you hold that yeshbach, etzim bapas? If the coals that still have seemingly something intact or mutter, then where is yeshbach, etzim bapas? Everything you burn then should be considered as if the hanoah is coming from the burnt part. Otherwise, it should be also by lochashos too. Rapapa shavuka kinekto. Rapapa says, the case of yeshvach etzim apas, according to the one who holds it, even burning red hot coals are asher, are mutter, is only where the flame is right next to the pas. And therefore, you're getting directly from the wood that's burning, not from what burnt already. But if you already burnt the wood, even though now there's something yet to burn in the coals, that's not considered the issur. Or it's not considered enough of the issur to make the pas asur. Rashi. Gicholim omamos kvuyos. They're already ones that are almost extinguished. Kidichsiv arozim lomim amamu metargamin and keya amyo. Amya means that they've already almost gone out. Lochashos, they're dim. Lochashos, gicholim boros. Lochashos means that they are red hot. Niros, kimisnanos, the lochashos uvazu. The flames in them look like they're speaking to each other. Asurim lo rebi, kinegdo. Kineged apas, madr ha'etzim b'fiatana. You bake the bread with the wood that's burning directly with the flame. So the flame is coming, according to the one who says, Yeshvach Eitzim Apas. The flame is coming from the wood, not from the coals, and therefore it's awesome. But if you already burnt the wood, and now you're using the coals, even if there's something left, so the coals are red hot, that's still mutter. Michlal the Rabbonan, the Pligi Alei Shoru Afiluk Shavuk Kenetha. Comes out that the Rabbonan, who hold that Ein Shvach Eitzim Bapas, hold that it's mutter, even if the flame is coming from the fresh wood directly opposite the bread, we still say that either the part of the flame is coming from the burnt wood and not from the wood that's intact, or that since the, what's it called, the burning even if it's coming from the wood, is not noticeable in the pas, so it's mutter, it's potter. So that's even if it's coming directly from the flame that's burning the wood. According to the Rabbanan, how is it possible to have wood that is also to have an offering? All these Mishnahs and Brises speak about wood of Orla, Kilai, Akarim, that are osir. How could they ever be osir? Wood usually is to burn. And if you're burning it, they hold its mutter completely. So where is the case of wood that's osir banot? So where it says, Omer Avami, Barchama b'sharshifa. It's talking, we made a chair out of it and sat in the chair. That's wood, that's osir banot. That's the kind of Isra Hanoi you could have with wood. But in a chinami, burning the wood would not be, not creating Isra Hanoi. Rashi, Eitzim di Surah, the Mitzri Bahanoi, the Rabbanon, Hechimish Kachaslo. Where could you find wood that's also Bahanoi? That's practically, that you could have Hanoi from the wood that's also. Bishar Shifa, Kisei Le Shivalov. You made a chair out of it. Olahatam Raglov, or a footrest. Then you're having hanoa from the thing itself. But having hanoa from burning wood, there you're getting the hanoa from not the intact wood, but from what's burnt, that's mutter. Okay. Till now we've been talking about orla, kilay akerim. What if you baked a bread with a tanur that you heated up with atze hektish? Is that the same halach or not? Omerlei hapas asura. Then even the rabbanon would agree that the pas is asur. Because by hektish they would hold yeshvach etzim bepas. Uma ben zul orla. Why is that different than orla? They're both isuri hanoa, and by orla they hold ein shvach etzim bepas. Amarava hachi hashta. Orla betela b'masai. Hektish afilu be'elef lo bottle. Right? Orla is bottle in 200, but hektish is never bottle. Tosha says the reason hektish is in bottle is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirim. You could always be shoel on the hektish. So why is that a chumrah? There's nothing to do with hektish being more chumrah. It just happens to be different in the kind of isser that it is. It's not a more chumrah isser because it's sheyesh lo matirim. But in any case, that's what the Gemara says. Gemara says that bottom line, since hektish can't be bottled, therefore, what's it called? Yishvach etzim apas. Tosha's question is only lefishi Tosha. And that is that he holds that the reason that Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas is not because of Bitla. It's because that the Hanoa is not coming from the wood. It's coming from the burnt part. If that's the case, then there's no difference between something that's bottled in 200 or something that's never bottled. Unless it's more chomer. And here in the Chorah it's not more chomer. But according to the other shittas, that the reason of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas is because of Bittel, right? In other words, it's not choshev enough to be considered. It's not nicker, right? Really, the hanoah is coming from the wood. But it's not nicker. It's just heat. And it's not nicker in the pas, so it's bottle. Then, hektish, which is never bottle, so this can't apply. Then you have to say Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. Not because of the chumrah of hektish, it's because simply it's not bottle.
Why isn't
the Zevzeh there? No, in economic. This Monday, I'm going to have told is us. In economic. Elom Arova, Ikashile Hakashi. Ahal Halomol Hamasik. Right? Elomai, the Kash is like this. Lachora, why should it be us or altogether? The person who fired up the oven and used the wood was more. Vacholhecha de Mol Hamasik, Nofkule Lachulin. Wherever there's me'ila, the thing that you're over me'ila in goes out the chulin. So now when the wood is burning, it's what's it called? It's heter. It's not usher anymore. It's not hektish. It's chulin. Rashi, Betela b'masayim, hilkach lo chamira mishakola v'nivar isura. Rashi l'shitah. So Rashi says, therefore, it's not so chamur that something that you nehenna from after it's burned should be awesome. But something that is more chamur, there even after it's burned, the Isser story still has a shame Isser on it. Not because of Bittl, just because it's more chamur. On that, Tosa says it's not more chamur. But according to the other Shita, that it's Tali and Bittl, the Gemara is Pasha. V'halo mol ha-mesik, v'chayiv korvin mila. The person who originally lit this fire, when he lit the fire, he was moel. He took hektish and used it for a secular purpose. V'chol dover she'en bo kedusha saguf. Anything that doesn't have kedusha saguf, only kedusha stamim, kegon behema, she'en eshel korvin, a behema that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not a korvin, right, or kli she'en o kli sharis, or a kli that was donated, and it's not a kli sharis. The behema that's a korban and a kli that's a kli sharis says kedusha saguf. That, even if you're moel, the kedusha stays. Kivit shemoel bo yotzal chulin. But anything that doesn't have kedusha saguf, only has kedusha stamim, once you use it for a secular purpose, it goes out the chulin. Disnan, ein moel achar moel b'muktoshim. You can't have a case where one person was moel on something and another person comes along and uses it and he's also moel. Because once the first person used it, it went out the chulin. So the second person can't be moel. Except the exceptions are behema, that's a korban, and a klisharis. There, even if you're moel, it remains kodesh and the next person can be moel too. Because it has kedushas haguf. Aval kol midi achlina, mimi'il rishona, nafka l'chulin. But anything else, as soon as you were moa the first time, it became chulin. The kaimalon ein mi'ila b'chol makom elashinli. The word mi'ila means to change something's status. Shenishtana mikdushasa. It was changed from its kedusha. Lost its kedusha. When you used it for something else, loses the kedusha. If that's the case, then my pas asura. Then why is the pas asur? I called him shenosno apas, or yahesik chulin. As soon as the guy lit the wood, he used it for a chulin purpose, and he was moel, and it became, what's it called, it became a chulin. So now that you're nehenna from it, it's not chayetish anymore. So why should it be awesome? Why should the pas be awesome? It's talking about etzim that were bought for the sake of redeeming them and buying shlomim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar hektish b'shogeg mischalel, the mezid in mischalel. The only time that ein me'ilach or me'ila and the hektish becomes cholin is if you're over b'shogeg. There's only a korban me'ila b'shogeg. You're over the isser of me'ila, even b'mezid. But there's no korban. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time the thing is yotze l'chulin is if there would be a korban me'ila. If there's no korban me'ila, then the isser remains intact and the thing doesn't go out of hektish. Mara says, b'mezid my time alone. Why, Taka, if you are nehenna from hektish b'mezid, doesn't it go out the chulin? The lab bar me'ila, because there's no korban me'ila. It's an isser hanoh, but it's not me'ila. So only when there's me'ila does it go out the chulin. So lo nafik l'chulin. Shvamim nami, kiven the lab bar me'ila ninu, lo nafik l'chulin. Shvamim also. There's never me'ila by kachim kalim. Because kachim kalim don't really belong to hektish. As long as the animal's alive, it belongs to the owner. Kachim kalim belong to the owner. The only part that belongs to hektish is the emurim after you sprinkle the blood. So as long as the animal's alive, nothing is in the rishus of hektish. It's all in the rishus of the person bringing the carpet. So if you have wood that was designated to be used for a shlomim, can't be worse than a shlomim. And therefore there's no me'ila. If there's no me'ila, There's only an Isser Hanah. There's still Isser to be Nehenah. But there's no Isser Me'ilah, then there can't be a change of status. There's no change of status, it remains Hektish, even after you used it. Rashi, Ba'atzei Shlomin, Shitfisam V'dnei Shlomin. You said, you designated this wood to buy a Shlomin from it. The Mochron, you sell the wood, the Lita V'dneim Shlomin. You're going to buy a Shlomin from this wood. So the wood is Muktash for the sake of Shlomin. The Kochim Kalim Ein Lohem Me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah by Kochim Kalim, even B'shogeg. The Lav Kochi Hashem Karina Bey. Me'ilah means you're taking something designated for Hashem and using it for a secular purpose. And then it becomes secular. And you're over Nisim, and you have to bring a korban. Shekul on the Bailim. The Ein L'Gavor Bohen El L'Achar Zrikas Domim Esrei Murim. Because the Maisa, the whole animal belongs to the owner. And he's going to eat the majority of it. The only thing the Mizbeach gets is the Emurim after you sprinkle the blood. The Suro Mir Rechivo, however, it's Asur Banon. You can't enjoy it. But there's no Me'ilah. Ume Me'ilah Udimite Mesech Zmi'ilah. It's only from Me'ilah that it's excluded. Ba'alibad Rabbi Yehuda, Poshetli Rav Chizda Bikdushin, the Perek Beis, the Omar, Ha'hektish B'mezid Eim Eshalu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're Moel B'hektish B'mezid, it doesn't go out L'chulin. Im Nehenem Yimenu B'mezid L'yotza L'chulin. Hilkach B'sh, why? Because there's no carbon Me'ilah B'mezid. Me'ilah is only B'shogeg. So what do you see? Wherever there's no carbon Me'ilah, there's no Chiluk. So if there's no carbon Me'ilah by Shlomim, even B'shogeg, then it doesn't go out L'chulin. Hilkach b'shlamim shogeg didu k'mezid the hektish. Shlamim, even the shogeg, is like mezid by other hektish, that there's no meal. To halab b'nei meilinu. V'hachi nami havimotzi l'meimer hacha k'shesiku mezid askinu. The Gemara could have said a simpler terrace. It's talking where you burnt it, the mezid. You use the word, the mezid. So there's no meila. If there's no meila, it doesn't go out the chulin. Why did Gemara say it's talking about shlamim? And you did it b'shogeg. Miu shesiku mash m'shogeg umezid. The reason the Gemara didn't say that, because shesiku is mashman anyway you burned it. Lav tafka that you did it, tafka b'mezid. So the Gemara wanted to say a teret that would apply whether you did it b'shogeg or b'mezid, and that's by shlomi. So therefore, lok b'shogeg okmas. That's why it said a case that could apply bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. Where it says the kolhecha the mall hamasik nafki lechulin, you're going to tell me that every case where there's meila that you burnt it in a way that there's meila, the afer goes out lechulin. V'hotanya kol anisrofin afer mutter chutz miatzei ashera the afer hektish la'ol lamasik, except for atzei ashera, right? That if you burn them, the afer remains aser, but not always, because if a goy burnt his Avodah Zarah, the Afer's mutter, it's not Avodah Zarah anymore. By burning it, he's Mavatli. So it doesn't say by Atzi Asherah, La'olam Asim. But by Hektish, it's always Asim. There's no case of Hektish that you can burn it, and the Afer will be mutter. Lachara, so then we see that even though, what's it called, if you burnt it, B'shogeg, Lachara, it should go out L'chulin. It should be mutter. So why does it say, La'olam Asim? It's talking in a case where nobody burnt it on purpose or b'shogeg. It got burnt by itself. Lightning struck it. And it burnt up. Then there's nobody whose moel remains awesome. It's talking about hektish that we don't say what's it called, masa mitzvasa. The whole reason that Afrin Mutter is because Nasa Mitzvosa. But there's Hektish that you don't say that. We had it before. Truma Sadesh. There it says a special pasuk that this Samo that remains Aser even after the mitzvah is done. And therefore the Afer never becomes Mutter. The Tanya, the Samo Benachas, the Samo Kulo, the Samo Shlo Yifazer. It remains Aser forever. Rashi kol nisrafim b'shilai perek basra de tmura mefarish elu nisrafim v'elu nikbari. The end of tmura, the Gemara discusses which isurei hana do you have to bury and which ones you have to burn. And the ones that have to be burned, since there's a mitzvah that have burned them, once you burn them, they're mutter. The efer hektish la'olam asr. L'hachi nokat gabi hektish la'olam. The gabi asher alo nokat la'olam. Why by hektish does it say la'olam asr? And by asher it doesn't say la'olam. It just says it's asr. Yishum da asher yesh la'heter im sor fa'akum u'bikla. The asher, there is a way that you can burn asher and it should become mutter. If the goy himself burned it. Because then he's mavat the avodazar. Aval hektish ain't bo bikkel. Hektish, you can't be mavat. V'hachi mafurish b'shlai t'mur. The more explains that in t'mur. Rami bar chomer Rav Shmaya, a'efer hektish la'olam asr mahadri. They're going back to explain which kind of a'efer hektish is always asr. Either where no one lit the fire. So no matter what, it's asr because there was no me'ila. Can't be shogig or mezid. It happened by itself. Or it's talking what's it called by that kind, but also efer shatom geniza ka'amar la'olam aser the zeo efer shal trumas adeshin shalo haisa me'ila beseiko. By trumas adeshin, there's no such thing as what's it called as me'ila of taking it out of what's it called of its hektish, because it remains hektish forever. Okay, new sugya. Rabbi Yehuda Oberin Bir Chometz al Sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah Bir Chometz is by burning it. And the Rabbanan say, no, you could crumble it up and throw it into the sea, throw it to the wind. As long as you destroy it physically, it doesn't have to be burned, it's okay. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Bir Chometz al Sreifa. Ba'adin Nosin. Rabbi Yehuda says that Bir Chometz is through Sreifa. And we learn it from a Kal Vachomer. Uman noser, she'enu v'bal yiroya, bal yimotze. Noser, there's no isra bal yiroya and bal yimotze by noser. Tone, shreifa, still, you have to burn noser. Meat that was left over from a carbon. After the time you can't eat it, you have to burn it. Chomets, she'enu v'bal yiroya, bal yimotze, lokolshke. Chomets, which aside from being osir, is also osir v'bal yiroya, bal yimotze, surely has to be burnt. Amrulo called din shatadon chilas lahachmer the sofa lahokil ain't no din. No, you can't learn a kavachomer like this. A kavachomer can only be where from the kavachomer you're going to learn a chumra. But if what you're going to learn ends up to be a kula, then you can't learn that from a kavachomer, because this thing is more chomer. Therefore, you should be nakel in it. Where's the kula over here? Lo matza eitzim the sorfo ye yoshiv a bottle. The mice, if you're going to learn that you have to burn chametz in order at least to be yotze the mitzvah of tashbisu, right? Then if you don't find wood, you're going to be bottled from the mitzvah. According to the one who holds that you can do it anyway, you'll be able to do the mitzvah. According to this one, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. It's a kula. The Torah amra tashbisu soni batechem the choldover shatayok lashbisu. Torah said, get rid of it. Be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. Here, if you learn this Kal Vachomer, that you can only do it shreifa, it's going to come out of kula. And any Kal Vachomer that even partially comes out of kula is not a Kal Vachomer. So Chazer of Yehuda, the Dano Dunachim. So Yehuda said, okay, so it's not a Kal Vachomer. I'll learn it from a Mamatzinu, from a Tzad HaShavet. We'll get to in a second. See Rashi. Kol din shatadon. Shemitchilasu atadonu kedei lahachmer alav. The original purpose of the din of this Kal Vachomer is to be machmer on something. Noser needs shreifa. Kol shekein chometz needs shreifa. So it's a chumra in chometz. But shemitchilasu atadonu kedei lahachmer alav. Sharei chomerhu. V'yatamevi lo chomerecha. You're saying this is something that's extra strict. And therefore, we're going to apply this strictness to it. K'dikomras chomet shuvabai roha eno din shaton shreifa. The sofo nimsa shachomer shatamosif olav gorim lo vahokil. And then in the end, you find out that this chumra that you're causing is going to end up to be a kula. That's not called a full chumrah. You can't learn that from a kavah chumrah. Ain't no din. Shari din malamit shechamah. Bar yume kilo. Because part of this din ends up being something that's a kula. Shim lo motza eitzim yeshevi avato bitmiya. If you don't find wood, you're going to end up being mavato the mitzvah teshvisu. The apokav them read of perakama for a behuda. Of a bishas biuro hashpasasa b'chol davar. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that bishas habir, you can get rid of it anyway. Rabbi Yehuda's mode that ain bir chometz of the sreifa is only shalom bishas biuro. Rashi learns that that means what's it called before the sixth hour. But after the sixth hour, you can do it anyway. That's how Rashi learns. So then. Lamaisa though, it's still a kula. Bimishu wrote to Lotus Bishior. Person's leaving before the Shasa Yisr. When according to Yehuda, according to Rashi, can only burn it. He's ready to go on a trip. He has to Makayim it before Shas Biuro, and he doesn't have any wood. Or Beso Shloshin. In the middle of 30 days, he's going away. Even if he's not going to come back, he has to get rid of his chametz. And if you won't find wood, the only way to Makayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu is by burning, you won't be able to have that mitzvah. Comes out of kula. You'll be deprived of the mitzvah. That's a kula. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds Shelo b'shas biuro is what's it called after the sixth hour. Till the sixth hour, that's called Shas Biuro, because that's when normal people burn the chametz. Shalom Shas Biuro means after it's Asr, and already you should have burned it. So therefore, according to Tosfos, there's what's it called, that's when you're not going to be able to Makayim the mitzvah. And you won't be able to, they bring a raya from here, from Rashi at least, that you can't be Makayim Bittel on chametz Yadua. If you know you have chametz, you can't be Mavatli. Bittel only helps for chametz, you're not sure if you have or not. Because if you could be mevatelit, then why aren't you mevatelit? According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, it's no kash. Because you can't be mevatelit after the sixth hour. It's not yours. But according to Rashi, it's talking where it's still yours. Then why can't you mevatelit? So you won't burn it. But you can mevatelit. So they bring a raya from here that bittel doesn't help for chametz yadur. But the answer is not raya. The Kesef of Mishnah learns from here that Bittel doesn't help for Kalkamet Shadur. But according to Rashi, at least. They say even according to Rashi, it's no raya. Because Bittel will prevent you from being over by Yoram by Yomotze. But it won't be Makayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's also Machlokas. But if you hold Bittel won't be Makayim Tashbisu. In other words, if you hold Ein Bir Chometz al Sreifa, then you can't learn Tashbisu to mean Belev. Because it's not Bir, it's not Sreifa. Elamai, Tashbisu means Sreifa. And Bittel we learn from Hefker. So Bittel will prevent you from being over by the run by the Motze, but it won't be Makayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. So you still have a Kula. You won't be over by the run by the Motze, but you won't be Makayim Tashbisu either. And the Gemara's Mashma, it's Tashbisu that's the Iker, not the Isra by the run by the Motze. Okay. But others hold that your Makayim the mitzvah of Tashbisa with Bittel, and even if you hold Ein Bir Chometz al Sreifa, that's only if you get rid of it physically. But if you mentally destroy it, it's like being mentally burnt. Right? Since it mentally can be destroyed, what difference does it make, right, that if you think that mentally is like burning it, right, it's already considered destroyed, so you can consider it destroyed by burning too. So, what? Yeah, that's according to, could be, according to what we hold, that Bir Chometz could be not Sreif. But if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it could be that you don't learn from Tashbisu. Okay. So now, so Rabbi Yehuda is stuck. He has to don the din acher, Sheino Kavachomer, Alexer Shavim. He's going to learn now, Alexer Shavim. Ubein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, Basro Aslinon. Since it's not a Kavachomer, doesn't make a difference what the outcome is, kul or chumra. You still learn the din. The gzeris hakosavu. The eid lahashiv alav, tchivasu lahachmer, v'sofu lahakim. Others say that this is not a gzeris shavu, it's a mamatzinu. It's a tzad hashavu. Right, what's the din? Nosher Asher Bachila, the Chometz Asher Bachila. Nosher is Asher Bachila, and Chometz is Asher Bachila. Man Nosher Besreifa, Av Chometz Besreifa. Just like Nosher has to be burned, Chometz has to be burned. Amrulo Nevela Tochia. I'll prove you wrong, there are things that are Asher Bachila, and you don't have to burn them. Like Nevela. Shasura Bachila, Veina Tuna Sreifa. Amrulo Hen, Hefrish, there's a difference. Nosher Asher Bachila Vanoah. Nosher is Asher Bachila Vahanoah, and that's why it needs Shreifa. The Chometz Asher Bachila Vahanoah. My Nosher Kong Shreifa, Av Chometz Kong Shreifa. Amr Losher, and Yiskol Yochia. No, you can't tell me that everything that's Asher Bahanoah needs Shreifa. Sure, and Yiskol's Asher Bahanoah doesn't need Shreifa. Sure, Asher Bachila Vahanoah, there ain't no tone Shreifa. Amr Lohan Hefrish, there's a difference between Sure and Yiskol and Nosher. No, sir, Asher Bachila Vanoah, the Onish Chorus. No, sir, if you eat it, you're Chayiv Chorus. So it's Asher Bachila Vanoah, and there's a Chayiv Chorus. The Chometz, Asher Bachila Vanoah, the Onish Chorus. Chometz also is Onish Chorus. So learn Chometz from No, sir, not from Sharanisko. Man, No, sir, Besreifa, Chometz Besreifa. Omrulo, Cheldo, Sher Sharanisko, Yochia. Now the Chelev of Sharanisko. The chaylev of Shuranisko is Asher Koris and Asher Koris. And it's also Asher Bachila and Asher Bahanoah because it's Shuranisko. Asher Bachila Bahanoah, the Onish Koris, the Ain Tone Shrefa, and still you don't have to burn it. So, what's it called? It bothered me, and then I saw Rabbi Chanan asked the same question. The Chora, the reason that chaylev of Shuranisko is Asher Bahanoah, it was Chayiv Koris, has nothing to do with Shuranisko. It's chaylev. Chaylev is mutter b'anoah. It's just chayiv koris if you eat it. But it's mutter b'anoah. The fact that it's a shor anisko and asher b'anoah, but you're not chayiv koris because it's shor anisko. You're chayiv koris because it's chaylev. So the isher of koris has nothing to do with the isher anoah. And the isher anoah has nothing to do with the koris. They're two separate things. So how could that be a raya that the chaylev of shor anisko, which has all three things, it's koris and it's Isser Hanoah, and it doesn't need Shreifa, but it's not all three things. It's compartmentalized. It's two things here and two things here. The Chora, the Avi Sif and the Gemara, it's not the case. That now you look at it as one whole thing, and it's all the things are there. It's koris, Hanoah, and Achil. Okay, Narashi. Okay, let's finish up a little bit. Chos Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana of Menachem. Rabbi Yehuda said, okay, well, another way of learning this out. Noser Yeshna Bavato Siru. Let's start a different way. Not that Noser is Asher Bachila and Hanoah, because then we're going to get stuck with the Chelev of Sharandisko, which is Asher Bachila and Hanoah, and still he doesn't need Shreifa. And it's Chorus. Not the other way. Now we're going to learn like this. Noser Yeshna Bavato Siru. No, sir, you're not allowed to leave over. Chometz without Tosiru. Chometz, you're not allowed to leave over. You're over by the Ruah and by the Matzah. Now we're comparing Lo Sosiru to by the Ruah and by the Matzah. Man, no, sir, Bisreifa, Chometz Bisreifa. Omer Lo, Oshem Tolan, Bichata Sa'of, Abola Sofet, Lidvorecha Yochichu. Right? Bichara, and Oshem Tolan, and Bichata Sa'of, that comes on a Sofet, according to your shita, we'll prove you wrong. According to our shita, we have no kash on you. But according to your shita, it'll prove you wrong. Shehein babalto siru, you can't leave them over either. There's an isser of nosher on them. You can't leave them over. Sha'anu omri mesefa. We talk a hog, you have to burn them. So, they won't, according to our shita, it won't hurt your din. But the ata omri bikfura. But you hold, you only have to bury them. According to you, here's something that's babalto siru. You're not allowed to leave it over, and you don't have to burn it. Shosek Rabbi Yehuda. They caught him. According to his sheet, the takatzakash on him. But only according to his sheet. Omer of Yosef, Hainu the Amri Inshi. Rabbi Yosef said, that's what people say. Kofa dechita nagra, begava nisrof chadla. People say an adage. what do they say? The carpenter who made the wooden spoon gets burnt with the grain that he eats in his own spoon. Sometimes you create the problem for yourself. Rabbi Yehuda, because of his shita, that you only bury chatas ha'of ha'bol ha'sothik, and Hashem Tolui, he got hurt with his own shita. Omer Abaya, sadno besadni, Yosef midval yodim mishtali. A person, what's the sadno besadni? A carpenter that makes a stocks where you put the person's feet, the garment's feet in the stock, right? So the carpenter made the stocks, and then when and stole, he's going to get put in his own stocks. Rava Omar Gira Begire Mikto Midvil Yodi Mishtali, that the person who made the arrows sometimes gets killed with his own arrows, right? The weapons dealer sometimes gets killed with his own gun. So he gets from his own handiwork, harms him. Rashi, Chometz Yeshu Vatotiro Leirev Leimotzi, not going to leave it over and own it during Pesach. Hashem Tolui Bo Al Sofik Koris Kegon Chela V'Shuman Lefonav, and Hashem Tolui comes if you're over an Issar Koris B'Sofik. You have Chela and Shuman in front of you, and you were shogeg with one of them, you don't know which one. You don't know if you ate the chalev or ate the shuman. Shuman's mutter, chalev is also karis. If you knew for sure you ate the chalev, the shogeg, you have to bring the chatas. But you're not sure if you ate the chalev. You may have eaten the shuman. And whichever one you did was b'shogeg. So you may be chayev a chatas, you may not. So until you find out, you bring an ashim toli. The im shocht of hirubo psul. So what happens if you shechted the Hashem Tolui, and there was a psul, or a noser, or was left over? Pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbon b'shalai perek basra t'vura, v'Rabbi Yehuda b'kvura, v'rabbon b'shreifa. What do you do with an Hashem Tolui that the meat got left over? Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Hashem Tolui you only have to bury, and the rabbon will have to burn it. Chatas of abola sothik, kigon hipila sothik vlad, sothik ain't of vlad. A woman has to bring a korban misafik, korban chatas, right? She's not sure if she had a birth or not a birth. If she had a birth, she's chayv to bring a chatas. If she didn't have a birth, right, if it was a nafel completely, right, or whatever, then she doesn't bring a chatas. Ain't no chelis bekotchim, shem avladu. So she's not allowed to eat kotchim, because maybe she had a vlad, and she's not allowed to eat kotchim until she brings her korban yoledes. Achitavi kaparasa, a ola ba'al t'nai. So what does she do? She brings an ola al t'nai, that if I'm a yoledes, this is my ola. If I'm not a yoledes, I'm bringing it as a nedava. Im yoladati ari l'chavasi, v'imlav ari nedava. V'chatas ha'ov m'viyos ol ha'sothik. You can't bring a chatas behema on a sothik, because that you can't do. You can only bring a chatas if you have to for sure bring it. But a chatas ha'of, we learn from Psukim that you can bring al ha'sothik. Ve'ein kam mishum chulin ba'zora, the mikroin of it, because you can't bring a chatas mi'sothik, because on the sothik that you're not chayiv, it's chulin, and you can't shech chulin ba'zora. So nothing mesechus nozer v'terek mishomer, v'asura ba'chila, shema chulin hi, u'melikosa shavim aveilu. You can bring it al ha'sothik that we learn. That it's not considered chulin bazara, special pasuk, that a chatas ha'ov can be brought on a sofik, unlike a chatas behema. But you can't eat it, because maybe it's not a chatas. And therefore, you can't bring a chatas benedava, you can't volunteer a chatas. A chatas can only be brought if you have to bring it. And a chatas ha'ov, the kohen kills b'malika, not shchita. It's nevela if it's not a chatas. And therefore, you can't eat it. Upligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan b'perek basra t'tmura chatas ha'of abala sothik tisoreif Rabbi Yehuda omer yiklei yatilem la'ama. The Rabbanan hold that a chatas ha'of which can't be eaten, bas ala sothik, can't eat it, so what do you do with it? The Rabbanan hold you have to burn it, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you bury it. The at omer v'kfura v'ashem tol yikwai t'kom Rabbi Yehuda yikodr. Right, and the calling on Hashem Tali that Rabbi Yehuda says you bury. V'yapagav shanosr mimenu asr b'achila uvahanor v'anish koreis v'ubaltasiru. Even though it has all these things in it, you hold that an asram tali, you only bear it. So according to you, this is a kash on you. Because you want to learn from nosr that has all the chumras, that chametz has the same ones. Yeah, but asram tali has all those chumras also, and so you don't have to burn it according to you. Kaf adichita nagra, kaf bozach, shekacha ka'uman. If you have a carpenter who hollowed out a spoon, made a spoon, besocho yisof es l'shono, v'yaschicho b'chardel. He's going to get burned from the chardel that he eats with that spoon, from the mustard that he eats with that spoon. Lishnach rina, yisrof homer, kemo sarf achaya. He's going to eat up the mustard from that same spoon. Sadna nagros es sad, lasumbo ragli asirin. And a carpenter that makes a stock, if he steals, he's going to get put in his own stocks. Come over, toss him beside Rakli. Midvil yodei mishtalim. May haramas yodo. But he, his own handiwork, he's going to get punished. Mimalachto mishtalim schoro. Genim shagamit. Gira osachitza. Right? A person who makes arrows sometimes gets shot with his own arrow. So here, Rabbi Yehuda got shot with his own arrow. Because he holds that you don't have to burn an asham toloi, so that destroyed his din from Moshe.